Hallo zusammen, in dieser neuen Folge hat sich meine Kollegin, die liebe Mona, mit den Girls von den Sugar Babes zusammengetan. Es geht um ihre ganze Tour in Europa, aber auch die Entwicklung der Band. Ne, getrennt, jetzt sind sie wieder zusammen. Was macht das auch mit einem? Was sind ihre neuen Messages? Und wie ist die Entwicklung ihrer Fans? Das alles hört ihr hier in der neuen Podcast-Folge.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
How is it, like, getting up so early? Was it okay or was it a problem?
I've got two small children. I get up early
every day. Of course. Good. Then you're used to it. Perfect. So whenever you're ready. Yes, you're ready. Good. Then let's start. Nostalgia kicking in right now. My inner teenie is healing. The original Sugar Babes are with me in the studio.
Hello.
Welcome. Let's get in the mood. Hit after hit after hit, girls. So nice to have you, Mutia, Keisha, and Siobhan here with me. You know what I always wondered growing up? What does it take to be a sugar babe? What is a sugar babe?
Oh, gosh. I guess it's us, three girls from Northwest London who would go to the studio after school. It was our after-school hobby, just recording. I would say we represent London, multicultured, diverse.
The love for music.
Just being ourselves. I guess that's what it takes to be us.
To be us.
Yeah, the multicultural thing. I always find that you can be out and about and see three girls walking down.
Oh my God,
there are sugar babes everywhere.
It is, but yeah. And
which
so
is
funny.
Really cute.
You see a lot of that in London at the moment.
Yeah, and we're travelling with Mutia's daughter and mine and Keisha's niece, and together they look like
the mini
sugar
us.
Babes.
Amazing. How is that? That must be like stressful and good and
no, it's lovely.
Everything in between.
teenagers is always fun. But they definitely keep us, you know,
young.
Yeah. Also, that's true. Amazing. And they got to see a lot of places, don't they?
Like they do. They're very lucky, to be honest. Like,
we keep telling them,
yeah,
how lucky you are.
They're very lucky. They get to travel with us and take our beds. And
they came to, like, Australia with us in January. So, yeah, they're getting to see the world. So, they're super lucky.
And
so
pretty true. Much the same age that we were.
Oh, yes, of course. It's really, like, the mini you. Oh, that's amazing. That gives me goosebumps. How cute is that? How is it for them to watch you on stage?
Oh, they're a big fan of us. They love us.
It's amazing because we get
we do have a little bit on kind of, but don't worry. We said the sugar babes are coming today. You have to be quiet.
I've forgotten the question.
It's like for them to watch you on stage.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm always surprised because, like, you know, they are fans, like proper fans.
Yeah.
And we've been obviously doing a lot of shows, a lot of festivals for the last 3 to 4 years. And the audience seems to be getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been amazing to see. So you see people in the audience the same age as them. They know all the words.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Great. It's maybe because we bring them, you know, and we teach you good. We teach them good music. Like, that's what we listen to growing up.
I absolutely
you
agree.
Have to know every word by heart.
True.
Crazy. Amazing. So it's so much going on. You in the, like, you, Mutia, you tattooed somebody on Saturday, didn't you?
I did.
How was that?
Do you know what? It's not my first time I've tattooed someone, but it was because it was a complete stranger. I was a bit worried just in case something went wrong. And to be honest, doing hearts is really difficult because you've got to be, like,
lines.
Really precise. But it came out well.
Yeah, it did.
It really was
good.
Yeah, it really was.
I'll do these two next, don't I?
Yeah, to tattoo each other.
That's actually a good idea, because we've been talking for a while that we want a Sugar Babes tattoo, and we haven't been able to land on anything.
Well, I got one done yesterday. I got the Sugar Babes done.
You
which
did.
Is kind of weird, because obviously it's been my whole life.
Mm.
It's lovely. And today was the day off, and I thought after this that we could drag yous to go get, but you've got to go somewhere and Keisha doesn't, so...
But now I'm thinking what would make it special is if you do it.
Yeah,
oh, I'd
be
up
super special.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, amazing.
For the sugar in you.
So it's only the sugar babes, or do you have like a certain flower or a certain whatever?
Well, this is a problem we haven't decided.
Oh, yeah.
I came to the conclusion yesterday that you can't regret the name if you've been a part of it for as long as
absolutely
can. Clever.
It doesn't outdate itself. It's
yeah.
part of history.
Your life.
Clever.
Yeah.
Like no matter what happens, you were a sugar babe.
Yes. Yeah.
So I feel like, but it's just deciding on
what you are.
And, yeah.
I think we need to come out with something.
On the same page. We're being indecisive over here, but we're going to do it.
That's very clever.
They will.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to do that too. See that. Perfect. Now we've got it on record, so now you're we nearly done.
Yeah.
We just need to hurry up and do it.
Yeah.
So you're in the middle of your biggest ever UK and Europe tour. Congratulations.
Thank
I couldn't believe
so
when
much.
I read that one. How or what does like performing together, what does that bring back? Like to the body, to the memories, to everything. What does it bring back for you guys?
I mean, it's been amazing. The thing that I would say is that the audiences have got better and better every night. Honestly,
yeah.
like not just saying that, it has been such a room full of love and it's been so joyful and like yes we're on stage performing but I do feel like we're immersed in the night with the audience and there is something about the atmosphere that is just so joyful. It's just been incredible.
It's
super
nice.
Happy.
It's lovely watching everyone's faces,
yeah.
You know, being so excited and enjoying it. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to miss it once it's done, actually.
I know. Three more shows.
I know.
Really? Oh, gosh. You have to soak it all in now.
Absolutely.
How different is performing? Like are your hits, the classic ones, but also the current ones, now that you're, like, at the whole different point in your life? Like, performing those classics.
It's always exciting to see everyone's reactions to the new music. I just love that our new music just flows quite easily with the set. Just even when you were playing, you know, right before we started the interview, you played Round Round Going Into Jungle. It actually just felt like a...
It felt normal, yeah.
Totally.
It's always great. And one of the things that we wanted to do, getting back together, was to put out music, celebrate the nostalgia of the past, but also stay relevant. So that's always quite exciting. To do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing. It really blends in. We get to that later. But you also perform new music, like unreleased music, also on stage.
Weeds
has been released. Okay. But yeah, I mean, there's an album coming on, let's say it's on the way.
It will be this year. The problem with finishing it, because all it needs is finishing touches.
Okay.
Like the album's pretty much done.
Yeah.
It's just that we're on this tour and then we go straight into summer festivals. So it's just a scheduling thing
to get
back in to do the finishing touches and then it's finished. But in terms of the singles, they're all ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So will it still be warm when it's coming? Or will it
oh my god!
Cold? Will it
I said, as in weather.
Might be getting chilly.
Might
be getting chilly.
We've got a few things before that.
Yes.
Do we have a working title or anything that you can
There's
give away?
There's a few.
There's a few.
Just I've got a whole notes page, but there's one of the ideas was from a long time ago. There's these two words that work together that I've always really, that I think just sums us up. But then there's also a few of the titles. It's so annoying because I can't say what they are.
Yeah, I know. I'm guessing myself.
From our songwriting, you know, moments over the past 6 months. So, we just have to make a decision.
Yes.
It's like the tattoo.
Yeah, I just was about to say that. So maybe that's the tattoo then, the title.
It's a similar
a similar thing. You have to live with it forever.
Absolutely.
True. Wise words.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the singles you said. So the current song, Jungle and Weeds. And as you said it, I felt like Jungle just like blends in perfectly. It's just like a new, it's so you, but it's also a little like a fresh spin on it. And I love it. And that's what I read on the internet from fans all the time. So how would you describe this new era that you're in sonically?
I feel like it's a real step. It's really hard because we know that our sound actually isn't necessarily the sound of the music. It's the actual
vocals.
Maybe structure, our
harmonies
and our vocals and stuff. I think that's where people, they hear us sing and they're like, oh, that's the Sugar Babes. I think where we are at the moment, we have been intentional about wanting to, you know, be in celebration mode, I guess, and making things quite positive. When we're writing, but aside from that, I don't know if there's an aesthetic that we can say we pinpointed. I think it just falls in line the moment we...
Amazing. It's just very natural. We try to really not overthink it. But I think the thing that's exciting is that, and it's something that Shu Rose has always done, with every single, it's very different from the last one. So it kind of goes off in a very different direction each time, which keeps it exciting.
Yay. Cool. It's just the same with Jungle and then Weeds. That's just a whole, like, another, like, style and everything.
And just wait for the third one. The third one's even better.
It definitely warm you up.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait, really. So Weeds, and I read on the internet that you said it's one of the most special songs that you've ever written. Yeah. Why is that?
I think vocally it really shows off. We have our moments in it on our own. We have, our moments together with our three-part harmonies. Because I always feel like the most special thing we do is us live. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to... translate that onto a record, because sometimes it's the simplicity that you need on a record, where you can't overload it with loads of harmonies because it's not what the record needs. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Weeds, it was what it needed. You know, the harmonies, the way they come together. Yeah. It just felt so Sugar Babes.
Yeah, it does. Also listening into it, that really comes across. What comes across in general is I feel like it's so organic. I think you said it, organic and just so pure. And I was wondering, how does it feel like now that you, at this point in your life, you grew up, you've grown, you've changed, you had it all, you have it all. Is it the most pure way to ever, like, do music and do all of this?
Pure is a good word.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. I think it's very organic. It's very pure. Love the word pure. I think it feels normal. It's natural to us, to be honest.
And also, I think it comes across that way because it truly is not contrived. Like, no one had this big idea. You know, let me contact the girls and put them together. Kind of like when we were younger, like I said before, it was our after-school activity. Mm-hmm. The girls knew each other since they were kids, through mutual friends. Mathieu and I have known each other since we were 8 years old.
Yeah.
So, even then it was natural. So I think that's what comes across versus being manufactured and sort of put together.
I also think, like, the younger generation now are so tapped into that.
Yeah.
Like, especially with so much on social media, it's just so obvious what to put together and is a brand and is manufactured or whatever, and what is, like, organic. And I think that... Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just really working for us to just be ourselves.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I mean, you've also, as I said, you've done it all, you've proven yourself. Like, no need to prove that, you all did it. You know, you've all done it, you've seen it, you'd still do it. And I think that's just so...
It's been many years.
Yeah, exactly.
So just like us making a conscious effort to almost rebrand, because essentially we had to come back with a new message and, you know, kind of take it back to what we feel like the essence of the Sugar Babes should have been, which is about the music. And because, to be honest with you, I think that it did become a brand versus the individuals. And I think the Sugar Babes are actually about the individuals and the sound of the music versus all the rest of the stuff that was surrounded by it. So for us, nowadays, we were very like, we want this to be focused on, you know, just the empowerment of friendship, music, vocals, talent. That's where our focus is.
Which is why we've stayed independent. I think it's been really important for us to... no one knows the Sugar Babes in the way that we're going to. There's no business you can hire to tell you what it needs to be. We know what it is. So, yeah, we just do it ourselves.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like back to the roots, back when it was all about the music and not like about having fun with music, and before it became a job and then it became this industry and then it became blah, 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 blah. Like that's what it feels like. And that's amazing that you can do it now. So what else do you do differently now than you did before?
Enjoy ourselves and appreciate everything. Yeah. I think that was probably the one thing I didn't get to do, was appreciate, you know, the traveling, the going on, you know, tours and stuff. So now it just feels yeah. relaxed. It's lovely.
Because when you're so young, you just get this really heavy schedule in front of you. And then you just you do as you're told, and you don't actually know that you can actually review your schedule and say yes or no to those things. I think the best part of this era now is you get to perform. I think when you sign up to being in this industry or a singer, I think you want to create music and then you want to perform. But actually, you don't do that a lot. You actually do more so of the other things, the business side. But when you've actually had the career that we've had, you know, over the last, you know, 25 years, we actually now get to look at a schedule where we can handpick, but also, and I think that way you can digest. Yeah. I mean, coming in, doing radio and things like that, you know, this is like our day off, but we're so appreciative that, you know, you guys would want to even speak to us after all this time and support our single and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's also really important for us to do as well. And now we can take it back and enjoy it because we
it's in our hands.
Cherry pick. We cherry pick
what we want to do and we don't feel overwhelmed.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's about that work-life balance.
Yeah, so, amazing. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Also, thank you for having us.
Between the shows and vocal rest and whatever, that's really great. But you have to grow into that, right? You have to have that standing to say we cherry pick what we want and not do
it takes time.
Of course it does.
But also, you know, people need us to be in full voice.
Yes.
You know, there's a show tomorrow in Paris, and you know that audience deserve the best show. So we've been really good on this tour at just vocal health. Yeah. All our vitamins,
the best, you know, it's electrolytes. Been the best ever, to be honest.
The grown-up version of going on top of stars.
So, how would you say did fame or the music industry in general, and especially for women, change over the last 25 years?
Well, I feel like there's more support where, you know, with women, with
supporting
the messaging
each other as well.
Yeah, but also just like you can do it all. I'd say not only women, but with men, you had to hide that you were in a relationship. Now it's like you can. With women, your career was over if you had kids or you.
Oh yeah, as soon as you fall pregnant, it was like you had to go on pause.
And I feel like you know that changed drastically. I think for one, Cardi B, I remember the first. She did like SNL or something like that, and she came out just rapping, and she had the belly and stuff like that, and it was actually like we've never seen it done, especially for rappers. Female rappers are more of like the sex symbol and stuff, and obviously then there was Beyonce as well, and I think seeing that, you know, you can actually do both and still hold on to, you know,
the essence of yourself and what you love to do.
I love looking at a woman that's pregnant on stage.
I know, well, it makes me think of Nena Cherry did it.
Amazing.
She did it first, and Melanie Blatt actually.
And
empowering. Yeah. I mean, I do think they're moments where you see these women performing, you know, just looking so amazing. It stays with you.
And the industry support that now. And I think also, you know, we've been talking about it a lot that people can now, their dreams can actually come true.
Mm.
Because back in the day, if you wanted to be, you know, an artist, you had to be signed. And if there was no way, if you didn't know someone in the music industry, there was no social media, there was no way of getting in. So I can imagine that the many dreams of people who didn't actually get to make it. It's quite heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like...
So
many platforms to get yourself out there. Equally, as much as you see the good, there is the negative too.
Yeah.
We obviously miss the artist development stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think the industry can be a little bit saturated.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you don't get to see, enjoy music as much. Because and then how quickly things go.
Also.
It's like you release a song, the moment that's released, at least
what's
give it 5
one?
Days. What's the next one?
Something
and we've
new.
Had to tap out of that. Our last single before Jungle was 2 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to be like, we're going to release when it's right and not worry about what everyone else is saying in the timelines. And people will wait for you.
Yeah, for sure.
But also the next single is very soon.
Just putting it in there.
Yeah.
So you said it yourself. There's an album coming. There are singles coming. You playing some more shows and then doing festivals. What else is on the bucket list for the Sugar Babes 2025?
We've got the video of Weeds dropping
soon.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's coming.
And, more videos to shoot, of course. We're going to finish off our album.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of like festivals and stuff. We've mm-hmm. got some TV appearances. So, it's looking like a very
full plate. I feel like we don't have to overthink it. I feel like we wake up every day to like new emails of inquiries. Mm-hmm. Everything over the past mm-hmm. few years has just snowballed into mm-hmm. more and more and mm-hmm. bigger and better things, and it's been really wonderful.
Yeah, it's about the energy, right? Because you let loose and you just like go with the flow, and then exactly. it's all energies, and then Absolutely. It comes all flowing back to you. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. I can't wait for everything that you said. And Thank the tattoos, you. Of course.
We will do it.
Yes, of course. They will do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Berlin is the place to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you and for everything that's coming.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.